Our gracious Heavenly Father, as we gather in your name to worship you.
我们谢谢我们的天父，你是那有恩典的神，你让我们在这里能一起来敬拜你。
We are reminded that you have called us out of this world.
主啊，谢谢你，我们也被提醒你呼召我们从这个世界出来。
So that we can be your beloved bride.
所以我们能够成为你的心腹。
So that we can be prepared for the day that we can see you face to face.
然后我们能够准备我们的心，有一天能够和你面对面的见面。
So we thank you that today we could again lift our Lord Jesus Christ highly.
真的是我们谢谢你能够让我们今天接着把我们的主耶稣基督能够赞美高举。
Because only he is worthy of our worship and our praise.
因为只有我们的主耶稣基督是配得我们的敬拜和赞美。
Because only he is the beloved Son of God.
因为他是那我们的父神唯一的爱子。
That he also is the resurrected Christ.
真是那复活的天父，复活的主。
So that we can have the hope of eternal life.
因凭此我们就能够有永生的盼望。
Lord, our prayer is that you lift us up to a higher place.
主啊，我们求你能够把我们高举到一个高处。
Because you are our refuge.
因为你是我们的避难所。
As we see this world getting more and more confused about what is right and wrong.
我们看见这个世界上真是很混乱，我们世上的人不知道什么是对，什么是不对的。
As a country war against another nation.
我们看见这个世上国攻打国。
Lord, we know that there is no government that can really bring peace and order to this world.
我们知道在这个世界上是没有一个地上的政府能够把平安和和平带给这个世界。
That's why we eagerly await Jesus Christ, our Lord of Lords and King of Kings.
所以我们在这里渴慕我们的主，我们万王之王，万主之主。
But Lord, as we prepare ourselves,
主啊，我们在这里准备我们自己心的时候，
we thank you that we can have the freedom to gather together.
我们谢谢你，我们能够有这样自由敬拜，能够弟兄姐妹在一起的时间。
To use the bread and wine to remember your sacrifice for us.
你用你的饼和杯能够提醒我们你为我们所做上的牺牲。
And also to remember that because of your Holy Spirit living inside of us.
因为我们有这个饼和杯之后，我们能够提醒我们，我们心里有我们圣灵，你的圣灵与我们同在。
That we can grow into Christ's likeness.
有这样的话，我们就能够在里面心里能够成长，有一天成耶稣基督的样式。
Because it is only as we grow in the likeness of your Son Jesus Christ that we can be pleasing to you.
因为只有我们能够长成你儿子耶稣基督的样式，我们才能讨天父的喜悦。
Lord, we thank you for the youth retreat that we just had this weekend.
啊，主啊，我们谢谢主赐给我们的年轻人的退休会。
Thank you again for using your word to call them to yourself.
真的是你用你的话语呼召他们到你面前来。
We thank you for our brother Jonathan Palm.
我们谢谢我们的彭弟兄。
That he is on the East Coast, able to lead a retreat, at a church retreat.
所以彭弟兄也是到东岸去带领这个这个一个教会的退休会。
We continue to pray for our missionaries, Kevin and his wife, as they prepare to start a school in the Middle East.
我们也为我们的支持的宣道士，我们的年轻人 Kevin 和 Samantha 祷告，他们在那个机构里面受训，准备在中东开一个宣传福音的学校。
We also pray for Austin and Fionn as they have more and more students coming to their school.
我们也为我们支持的印度的宣道士 Austin 和 Fionn 祷告，因为他们那个学校里面有更越来越多的孩子到他们学校里来。
Lord, we pray that they could get their certification so that the students can find work after they complete their studies.
我们也求主能够保守他们那个学校的资质的证明能够批准，这样的话他们的学生将来毕业之后也能出去找到事做。
Lord, as we prepare to listen to your word this morning,
主啊，当我们准备我们的心，今天早上听你的话语的时候，
May your Holy Spirit again anoint both speaker, translator, and listeners.
愿你的圣灵能够接着膏抹 讲员和翻译和我们所有听众。
So that after we have heard your word,
当我们听见你的话语，
we will not only be listen, hear of the words, but doers of the word.
真的，我们不是只是听这个话语，我们要行话语里面所教的。
So that our lives can be built on the solid rock of Jesus Christ.
所以我们的一生能够在耶稣基督这个基石上能够站立着。
So we pray all this in Jesus Christ's name.
我们在这里奉耶稣基督名祷告。
And everybody says Amen.
阿门。请坐。
Good morning, brothers and sisters. It's wonderful to worship with you.
弟兄姐妹早，真是很高兴我们一起来敬拜我们的主耶稣基督。
I would like us to read the passage.
好，我们一起来读今天的圣经。
Before we read the passage this morning.
我们在读圣经之前，
I would like you to use your imagination.
我们要想一下，大家用一个一点想象力。
If you're wondering why I ask you to use your imagination,
你有可能不知道为什么我要请大家用你们的想象力呢？
That's because King David, who wrote this psalm,
因为我大卫王写了这首诗篇，
uses God-given imagination to write it.
因为是他用的是神给的这个想象力写了这首诗篇。
So, as we read this passage,
当我们读这段经文的时候，
again, ask the Lord to give you imagination to understand what this psalm is talking about.
求主给你们有想象力，能够明白这个诗篇这个里面诗篇所讲的。
So let's read it first in Chinese.
我们先读中文，跟这挡住。诗篇139，他在我母腹中，你已庇护我。
我要称谢你，因我受到奇妙可畏，你的作为奇妙，这是我亲身知道的。我在暗中受造，在地的深处被圆融，那时我的心体并不像你一样，我未成形的体质，你的眼早已看见了。你所定的日子，我尚未度一日，你都写在你的册册上。神啊，你的意念向我何等宝贵，其数何等众多。我若足顶，比海沙更多。我睡醒的时候，有你的影在。
Let's read it in English.
好，我们读英文。
For you form my inward parts.You wove me in my mother's womb. I will give thanks to you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works, and my soul knows it very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the depths of the earth. Your eyes have seen my unformed substance, and in your book were all written the days that were ordained for me.When as yet there was not one of them. How precious are also your thoughts to me, O God. How vast is the sum of them. If I could count them, they would outnumber the sand. When I awake, I am still with you. So I'd like you to, as we read, like I said, read this passage, this psalm with imagination.
我们请大家想，我们刚才在读这篇诗篇的时候，我请大家用想象力来想象。
You know, I'd like to highlight a few things.
我要这里强调几点。
You notice that when David refers to God, he used the word you.
他在这篇诗篇中，大卫称呼神，他是称呼你。
When he referred to himself, he said he would use the word I.
当他称呼自己，他用自称呼我。
So what does this tell you?
这告诉我们什么呢？
That is a dialogue between David and God.
这是直接的对话，就是大卫和神之间直接的对话。
Another thing I'd like to highlight,
另一个要强调的，
is some of the verbs that he used to describe God.
另外一些他所用的动词来形容神的。
He uses the word formed.
他用了这个形成。
He uses the word wove.
他用了这个词编织
，and the word wrought or put together
啊，然后就把这些锻造放在一起。
What is David trying to convey?
所以大卫在这里要传达怎样一个信息呢？
That God was personally involved in creating him in his mother's womb.
这神亲自参与了他的创造，就是大卫被造出来在他母亲的怀抱的肚子里的时候。
If you compare this account of how he was created in his mother's womb,
如果你这样这和大家他和他自己在母亲的子宫里面是怎样创造相比是怎样的呢？
And the Genesis account of how God created the earth,
在创世纪中这里描述神是怎样创造宇宙的。
There's a big difference, don't you think?
和那时候和现在是完全不一样的。
For instance, when God created the earth,
在创世纪是这样说的。
He would speak something. He would say, "Let there be light."
所以神创造世界是这样，圣经上是这样描述的。
And there was light.
他说了什么，然后就有了什么。
And let the waters be separated, and so there is the sky.
他说有光，就有了光。他说有这个天和地和水分开，地和水就分开。
And so we see that it was kind of impersonal.
这个是不是就是这人和人之间的。
But here in particular, it is God directly involved in creating David as he spoke to God.
但是在这里是直接的，就是大卫在这里描述神在这个创造这个大卫，这个大卫在母腹中形成的时候，神是直接参与的。
And we also know that when God created man, it was also very special.
当然我们也知道神创造人的时候是非常特殊的。
We are told that he formed man out of the ground.
他用地上的尘土造了这个人。
And then breathed the breath of life into him.
然后朝他的鼻孔里吹了一口气。
And became a living being.
然后这个人就变成了活的魂，活的人。
Very, very special about creating man.
对创造人来说是非常特殊的。
But here, in particular, David describes something even more personal.
在这里，大卫是更描述了更加直接的和人他和他自己有直接关系的事情。
That God personally oversee the creation of him in his mother's womb.
所以他这里描述的是，在他在母腹中形成的时候，神是。就是完全就是在这里看顾这样的事情。
So how did David respond to all of this knowledge about God personally creating him in his mother's womb?
当大卫是怎样来回应神这个亲自参与他创造过程是这样反应的呢？
David declares, "I'm fearfully, wonderfully made."
大卫是这样回答，我是被造的时候是这样的神奇，这样的可畏。
So I like all of us to recite the same declaration that David did.
所以我们在大家，请大家一起来重复一下来大卫所说的宣告和他的话语。
But I like to add two words to it, that I'm fearfully and wonderfully made by God.
这是我在这里加了一样，就是我是受造奇妙可爱可畏。
Can we do that together?
让我们一起来读。
Let's first do it in English and then in Chinese.
我们先读英文。
I am fearfully and wonderfully made by God.
Yes, 所以中文是我受造奇妙可畏。
Okay, now that we can kind of identify with David.That we are fearfully and wonderfully made by God. Let's ask and answer one question today.
既然我们可以在这里和认同大卫的观点，就是我们是被神所造的，受造是奇妙可爱的。那我们考虑一下。
Now, how do we know that God has a loving purpose for us?
所以我们如何知道神对我们的生命有一个这样子慈爱的目的？
There are three ways that we can know that God has a loving purpose for us.
所以我们有这样一些办法来了解神对我们有这样这个慈爱的目的。
First is that God created uniquely created us uniquely according to His purpose.
所以神创造我的旨，按照他的旨意创造了我们，是独一无二的，独特的。
Secondly, that God knows us completely according to His purpose.
神按照他的旨意完全认识我们。
And then the third is that God cares for us lovingly according to His purpose.
所以神也是用他的慈爱完全的照顾我们。
Notice the word purpose.
他按照他的旨意。
If you know that God created you,
如果你知道你是被神创，你曾创造的。
Life has a purpose.
这生命是有一个目的。
Let's look at the first one.
好，我们看一下第一点。
Which is God created us uniquely according to His purpose.
神创造了我们是完全是独特的。
Where is this found? It's found in verses 13 and 14.
是13、14节是这样讲的。
So let me ask you how a question. How far back can you remember in your childhood?
我问大家一个问题，你回想你一些童年的事情，你能够记得多久童年之前，你最早的记忆是什么？
Yeah, I'll give you a little time to think.
大家想一想，这就是脑子。
How far can you remember that?
你能就往回记的话，最童年的最早的记忆是什么？
Okay, let me just give you an idea.
我先给大
家。For myself,
我自己是这样。
I can remember as far back as when a nanny held me and then was washing my head.
我最早的记忆就是一个保姆抱着我的头在那里洗头。
The reason why I can remember that,
为什么呢？
Is I don't like to look at the ceiling at nothing.
我不喜欢这个看着这个天花板上面什么也看不见。
And to get my hair wet.
然后我也不喜欢我的头发这样被洗湿了。
How about you?
大家记得什么吗
？What can you remember as far back as you can?
你能记得最早的记忆是什么呢
？Now, let me ask you another question.
好，问一下大家一个问题。
How many of you can remember as far back as being in your mother's womb?
Anybody? 有谁还记得在母亲子宫里的记忆有没有啊
？Everybody laugh. Not possible.
这是不可能的嘛。
So how can David write about that he was created by God in the womb and God personally oversaw everything?
所以这个大卫是怎样能够明白这个他在母亲的子宫里是怎样成长，然后他神是这个在这里看顾他在子宫里成长的过程呢？
I believe it is a gift that God gave him.
我相信这个是神给大卫的一个礼物。
One of the gifts is God, you know, imagination.
神给的一个其中很大的礼物就是想象力。
And then he can kind of vividly see how God personally formed him.
所以他用圣灵这个想象力，他能够想象神是怎样在子宫里照顾他长大的。
Yeah, woven together, like I don't know how many of you like to do crochet. He's almost using that term to describe how God so personally formed him.
所以大家看见，我不知道是不是很多人喜欢这个编织这个事情，但是大卫用了这个编织和形成这样的动作，形象的动作来描述他在子宫里是怎样长大。
And so here it talks about how God is so personally.Involved in making him so unique, so special.
所以他这里描述的是神在这里参与，让他变成这样的独特，是怎样参与他这个在子宫里的过程。
And the key thing is that he wants to emphasize this.
他要这里强调的是
that God has sovereign oversight over the natural process of reproduction.
所以神有。在这个人类这个繁殖的过程中有完全有这个监督的主权。
Now, I don't know whether you have done, you know, been in kind of work in a factory.
我不知道大家有没有在工厂里做过没有。
And you have to supervise your workers to make sure that they produce quality goods.
所以你在这里看见工厂里有一个监督，在这里监督这个所有的工人都在那里做工作的好，能够做出一个好的产品。
And so there's a department called the quality control.
所以工厂里面都有一个部门叫做质量监督的部门。
So that the material and the process are under control.
这个部门呢，就是让这个整个的工厂的生产过程呢是完全受控制的。
So David is saying that God made sure that everything is made according to His standards.
所以大卫在这里描述说，每一个生产都是按照神他的一个标准来进行的。
So essentially, what is David saying in all of this?
最终大卫说的是什么呢？
He's saying that God created you and me uniquely.
所以他说的就是神创造了你和我都是每一个个体都是非常独一的。
And that he has a purpose.
这神创造了我们也是有一个目的的。
Can I say this?
那我能说这样。
But God is a great artist.
神是一个这样伟大的艺术家。
That he is the creator of all things.
他是万物的所有事物的间的创造者。
And listen carefully.
仔细听。
Before he created the whole earth,
神创造地球之前，
you and I were a dream in his heart.
啊，你和我都是在神的心中。
Think about it. Before he created the earth,
让他想一想，在神创造地球之前，
that you and I was a dream in his heart.
是我，你和我是神心中的一个梦。
And he had a detailed vision of who you will become.
神已经心中有这样一个啊，明有这样一个心意，你是成为怎样的人
？That's why when he knit you together piece by piece.
所以当他编织你和我的时候，一片一片的编织的时候
，in your mother's womb.
在我这个编织是在你母亲的子宫里形成完成的。
He did it with much precision and tender care.
所以他在这里形成你的时候，是有这样的准确的。啊、而且又更好非常好的照顾的让你形成了
He made you flesh, bone and spirit.
他在这里造了你的骨血 肉
In response, we can declare this.、
啊、回应的话我们这样可以回应
And I'd like all of us to be able to say these words.
我们一起来能够、说这样一句话
That I was made in the image of the one who is wonderful and awesome.
我们是那按照那奇妙和因为敬畏的那一位的形象被造的。
Can we say this together? That I am made in the image of the one who is wonderful and awesome.
我们是按照那位奇妙敬畏的那一位的形象被造的。
I think that's very important to know.
啊，真的是很重要这一点。
Because why is it then we should ask ourselves?
因为我们要问问自己。
Sometimes we are not satisfied with certain parts of who we are.
啊，我们有时候不太，也对自己不满意，对自己哪一部有一部分是不满意的。
And let me use a term for that.
我们用有一个。
So that I can be very clear to you.
啊，我用一个描述来告诉大家。
It's called self-hatred.
啊，这句话就是自恨自怜自恨
It's something like when I say to myself I wish I was taller I wish I was taller
我们就像我自己就自己对自己说我希望我长得高一些更高一些
prettier
这长得更美一些
smarter
更聪明一些
more eloquent
什么
eloquent
更优雅一些
good with people
然后是就心里 更良善一些。
Essentially, it could be self-hatred.
基本上就是有点自恨的感觉。
Because God has uniquely designed you to be who you are.
因为神这样的创造了你们，你是那独特的。
And so maybe it's about time we come before the Lord.
所以我们应该到神面前来。
And confess the self-hatred that we have.
我们在这神面前能够承认我们是有时候会自恨的。
And I think it's about time that we come in agreement with God.
我们也应该到神面前来和神有一个协议，
和一个同意。The Lord, I want to thank you for creating me uniquely according to your purpose.
真的，我们要到神面前对神说：“谢谢，谢谢神，你创造了我，我是独特的这样的我，但是我是按照你的形象造的。”
And you know what's wonderful about that?
你知道这样是很好的，为什么呢
then you can ask God to do this for you.
然后你可以向神求神。
Lord, can you pronounce a blessing on me?
主啊，你能在那里能够。把你的祝福浇灌给我吗
？So that you, I will become the person, the unique person that you have created me to be.
然后我能够成为这样一个独特的人，这样独特的人是你照你的形象所造的。
And another thing that you can do,
另一件事你可以做的
is next time when the evil one tempts you to look down on yourself.
啊，下一次如果那个邪恶者让你自己自卑的时候
the statement that I, you know, asked you to declare earlier that I am fearfully and wonderfully made, that I am made in the image of the one who is wonderful, is who is who's wonderful. I'm created in the image of the one who is awesome and powerful. I can say that I am fearfully and wonderfully made according to God's loving purpose.
所以我们就是当那位恶者你害怕那位恶者的时候，你就会对那位恶者说神是这样创造我是独一的，我是按照那位奇妙而令人敬畏的形象的所造的。
And you can say to him that no one can ever take that away from me.
没有人能把这个形象从我身上拿走。
So how can we know that God has a loving purpose for us?
所以我们怎么知道神有这样一个爱的目的在我们身上？
First is that he has created us uniquely according to his purpose.
第一点，神按照他的旨意创造了独特的我们。
Secondly is that God knows us completely according to his purpose.
神在按照他的旨意完全认识我们。
That's found in verse 15 and 16.
这是第五十五啊，十五十五十六节是这样讲的。
Okay. So another thing that David mentioned about God is creating him was that his eyes could see his frame.
啊，所以啊，另一点，这个大卫在这里描写的就是他的眼睛已经看见了他的体质，未成型的体质。
When I read this, one thing that came to my mind was on the front page of Life magazine, was this picture.
我们看见的，一看到这里，我就想起了这个有这个 Life 这个生命这个季刊里面这样一个图片。
If you're old enough, you probably have seen this. It was on the front page of Life magazine in 1965.
我们如果是你年龄足够大的话，这个就是在1965年的《生活》杂志上的这个头版。
This caused a lot of people to begin to understand that life begins, in the womb, during conception.
所以这张照片也让很多人明白，这个生命开始的时候是在子宫里受孕的时候开始的，而不是从孩子出生以后才开始的。
At that time, many people thought that life only begins when a childbirth.
那个时候很多人认为这个孩子生出来的才是生命的开始。
Imagine when David described that God saw his body inside the mother's womb.
所以大家想象一下，大卫在这里描写神在他看见他在子宫里面这个未成型的体质。
This is something unique that God has given to him.
这个想象是神给大卫的一个非常的特殊的一个想象力。
And he did not stop there.
他没有在那里停下来。
He says he ordained all the days of my life.
所以他在这里想的都是他神已经命定了他生命中所有的日子。
What is David saying here?
大卫说什么呢？
David is saying,From the time that I was conceived, God knows me.
大卫所说的就是在我受孕的那一日那一时开始，神就认识我了。
And all the details of my life, He already knows in advance.
在我生命中所有的细节，所以生活的生命的所有的细节，神都知道。
So He's saying that God has created me.Fearfully and wonderfully.
所以他这里说，神在那里是奇妙的创造了我。
And because He knows me even before my birth, and He knows me how long I'll be here on earth.
他在我没有出生之前都已经知道了我，在我地上要活多少日子，神都知道。
He has, He has specific plans for my life.
神在我的生命中有特殊的计划。
Last Wednesday, I was reading from Luke 14, verses 25-33.
上一个礼拜三，我在那里读了路加福音十四章。
In this passage, Jesus taught his would-be disciples that they should count their cost before they follow him.
这个几段经节里面所讲的就是耶稣对他的门徒说，你们要跟随他的话，你要计算是算一算的这个代价。
Yeah, he said, before you build a tower, you should consider whether you can finish it. If not, don't even bother starting it.
所以他就这耶稣就对他的说，你们要盖那座楼，先要计算花费能不能盖成。如果不行的话，就开始都不要开始。
And when I read this passage,
当我读这段经文的时候
，I remember that the Lord used this to remind me to count my cost.
所以我就在这里读这段经文的时候，我就那个时候我就记得神在这里提醒我要计算跟随他的代价。
Because at that time I was considering to go into ministry full time.
在我年轻的时候，我那个时候就是想我要去全职服侍神。
That was 43 years ago.
是43年前。
At that time I was the lone breadwinner of my family.
那个时候是我是家里唯一的有经济收入的人。
And my wife Sanku was a full-time homemaker.
我的妻子Sanku是一个全职的家庭主妇。
Our son was only 5 years old.
我们的儿子五岁。
And so I realized that one of the costs is that if I were to go full-time into seminary training.
那个时候我明白的就是，如果我要全职到神学院读书的话
，then I would have to work part time, and my wife the same for my wife.
那时候我就要兼职也要做一些工作，我的妻也是要这样子做一些。
Then I realized that after I finished seminary, where we will serve, I have no idea.
那时候我也不明白，但如果是神学院读完之后，我到哪里去服侍，我也不知道。
So there was a lot of uncertainty.
很多不定不确定的事情。
That can cause us to be anxious and to be fearful.
那个时候让我们很害怕，也很恼怒。
But fast forward is 43 years after now.
但是往前快得近的话，有四十三年。
So when I read that passage again,
我读了这段经文以后
，somehow a question came into my mind.
有这样一个问题到了我的心里。
And the question is this: What if I rejected God's call on me 43 years ago?
如果我那个时候拒绝了神对我的呼召，在四十三年前
，What could have happened?
是。如果那个事情我没有去神学院的话，现在会怎样呢
？Have there been a time in your life when you asked the same question？
是不是在你的生命中呢，有一个时间你会问自己这样一个问题
？What if I did not make the decision to move to a certain country to study？
如果我那个时候没有做一个决定，好或者搬到哪个国家，然后就继续我的学习
？What if I did not choose to marry this person？
如果我没有选择和这位结婚
，What if I didn't have these children？
如果我选择没有孩子
，What if I am not in this career？
如果我选择不是做这个职业
，A lot of what if questions, right？
有很多如果没有的
So when I asked that question, three things came to my mind.
有三件事情有三件事情到了我的脑海中，我就。知道，如果我们十三年前没有
，If I had rejected God's call，
如果我拒绝了神的呼召
，I believe that Sanku and me will not have the matchless privilege of experiencing God working to us to touch the lives of people。
我想我和三顾就会错过很多，那神就也无法体验神通过我们来做工，来触动别人生命。来改变别人生命的一个机会。
Now I'm not saying that if I'm not in full-time ministry, God cannot work through me. I'm not saying that.
我不是说我如果没有做全职服事的工作的话，神就不能通过我做一些事情。
But there is more privilege to do that.
但是有这个神学培训的话， 我就有更好的机会来做这样的工作。
Secondly, if I were to reject God's call in my life,
如果我没有如果拒绝神的呼召的话，
I would regret for the rest of my life,
我会后悔一辈子。
And I will never ever go back and change my decision again.
因为我如果那时候没有做这个决定的话，我今天是不能回到那个时候回到以前重新改变我的决定。
And then thirdly, I would not, my wife and I would not be able to continue to see God establishing the work that we do and with others in building Christ-centered life, Christ-centered homes, and Christ-centered churches.
如果我没有这样做的话，我会错过这个主使用我和其他一些同工来建立这个基督为中心的生活，以基督为中心的家庭和教会。
The reason why I'm sharing this is this.
为什么我会在这里分享这些呢？
God's specific purpose for you and for me are different.
神对你和我的特殊的目的是不一样的。
But the key thing is, do you know what His purpose is for your life?
要紧的是你知不知道神在你身上对你的生命的生活的目的是什么。
Because one thing you do not want to do,
因为有一件事你不想做，
is to not to count your cost to follow him.
因为你不想做的就是不计算你的代价然后再跟随主之前。
And then live to regret it.
然后呢 就后来就后悔了。
Don't want to regret it.
什么是后悔呢？
But on the other hand, if you've been living according to God's purpose,
如果再是相反的话，如果你按照神的旨意来活，
and you're paying the price for it,
然后你付了这个代价，
then not only in the future,
不但在将来，
but in eternal glory,
在永世，
you praise God.
然后你就是付了这个代价。
Making you uniquely.
然后这个代价能够让你变成。
Who you are.
让你变成很特别。
And know you completely.
特殊的你。
And fulfilling his purpose to you.
然后你能够完成神在你身上的心意。
Do you see that?
你看见吗？
When you truly know God's purpose for you.
当你真的明白神在你身上的
心意的 can you still afford time to be depressed?
然后你会不会就变成像现在这样的就是失望啊或者是就是
Would you be wasting your time getting addicted to something?
这样的话你可能如果你跟随神的你可能你在某什么事情上就上瘾吗？
Absolutely not.
当然不会了。
That's why we see when God created us.
所以我们看见当神创造我们的时候，
It is unique.
真的是非常特殊的。
He knows you completely.
他知道你完全知道你。
He wants you to find your worth in him.
甚至他要你在你里面找到神。
He wants your life to have a purpose so that he can have fulfillment.
所以他希望你明白生命有意义，然后你能够有一个成就。
Don't compromise your life.
所以你的生命就不是只是就是得过且过。
That's why I'm so excited to see how David is a man after God's own heart.
所以我们真的是看见大卫是这样一个跟随神明白神心意的。
Because he knows that God created him uniquely.
因为他知道神这样独特的创造了他。
He knows that God knows him completely.
他知道神完全明白他是怎样一个人。
So he can live fully trusting God.
所以他能够活着的时候完全信靠神。
So how do we know that Godcreated us, has a loving purpose for us.
但我们怎么知道神对我们这样一个有一个爱的一个目的呢？
First, he created us uniquely.
第一个，他第一点，他创造了我们是非常独特的创造。
So that we can find our worth in him.
所以我们能放进在我们的里面找到。
Secondly, he created us.
第二点，他创造了我们。
He knows us completely.
他完全明白我们的，完全认识我们。
Yes, And then he cares for us.
第三点就是
lovingly,
他这样慈爱地照顾了我们。
According to his purpose.
按照他的旨意。
And how do we know that? It's found in verses 17 and 18.
我们怎么知道神是这样照顾我们呢？是十七、十八节是这样讲的。
Look carefully at verse 17.
仔细看十七节。
David said, uses the word precious.
大卫用了这个词，宝贵。
He uses the word precious to describe his knowledge of how God created him in his mother's womb.
所以他用这个宝贵，就是让我们明白他这样的感谢神在母腹中这样照顾他。
The reason why he can say this.
为什么我会这样说呢？
Is because he knows that God cares for him.
因为大卫知道神在就照顾他。
Have you experienced this?
你有没有这样体会过？
Your parents perhaps would love you very, very much.
你的父母这样的爱你们。
And even though you're thousands of miles away.
即使你在千里之外。
Or maybe your parents are no longer around.
或者你父母已经过世了。
But there is something that reminds you.
有一些事提醒你。
Whether it may be when you're kind of down on yourself.
真是或者你已经成人
or you don't know how to decide on a very important decision
有什么重要的事情你自己做不了决定
or maybe you didn't get a very good job evaluation or work performance at work
或者你有一件事情你在工作中你这个别人对你的看法不大好你或者是表现也不好
and you're remindedof your parent or somebody who really loves you and cares for you.
当那个时候你想起来你的爱你的父母或者某个他很关心关怀你的父母们。
And when that thought came up,
当那个想法出来的时候
and that thought continues to carry throughout the day.
那个父母继续的这样关怀你们。
Then you can say, wow, this is something phenomenal.
你是这样想到啊，真的是非常了不起的事情。
Couple who were celebrating their 50th anniversary.
有一个这个夫妇，他们在这里庆祝他们的五十年的周年的纪念。
Was being interviewed.
或者那个时候有人就面试了他们。
The interviewer asked the wife.Does your husband have weaknesses and imperfections?
这个面试的人就问他，你的丈夫有没有缺点和弱点？
She answered, yes, many, as countless as the stars.
真的是他说，真是非常多啊，真的是数也数不过来这个弱点、缺点。
I can see the husband really tense up.
我看见这些丈夫们是把头抬起来了。
Then the interviewer asked the husband.
这个面试的人就问这个丈夫。
Asked the wife, does he have a lot of good qualities?
然后他说，你的妻子有很多的好的品质吗？
Very few.
他说，没多少。
As little as the sun in the sky.
就像这个太阳，就在这天上的太阳那么多。
糟糕了。
嗯。
But then please explain to me how you can stay married to this man and love him for 50 years.
所以他就说问他你怎么能够和这样一个丈夫能够结婚然后竟然一起生活了五十年。
And she said, that's because when the sun comes out, you no longer see the stars.
那个妻子就说这因为这太阳一出来你就看不见星星了。
Isn't that good?
是不是很好啊
Isn't this wife very wise and very forgiving?
是的，看见这个妻子是不是很聪明，她也很爱她的丈夫呢
And I can just, you know, think, you know, if we could really be fulfilled in God's love.
我就这样想，如果我们完全有神来的爱的话
Even if our spouse is not as perfect as we would like he or she to be.
即使你的配偶不是你想象的那样的让你满意
When God cares for you
当神在那里关心你的关怀你的时候
And he cares you through the day.
然后他一天都在那里关怀你
Even if there's some shortcomings from our spouse
即使你的配偶有一些缺陷
Or even from our children
或者从你的子女中有一些缺陷
He'll be as bright as the sun, the love of God
这是你看见神的爱就像这个太阳一样这样的光亮
So all those shortcomings disappear.
所以那些缺点都消失了。
You know, last Wednesday, I was having lunch with a group of brothers.
上一个礼拜三，我和一群弟兄在一起吃饭的时候。
And when the word retirement came out.
当这样一个词出来，什么字？
The word retirement.
这个退休这个字出来之后。
Oh, everybody has a lot to say about retirement.
大家就一起在这里谈论，怎么这个退休是怎么办？
One brother in particular mentioned this.
有一个弟兄特别讲了这样一件事情。
That there are employees of one company in our state.
我知道在我们州里面有一个公司的雇员。
That have a reputation that people who retire after 18 months.
这个公司也很有名，基本上就是说有很多故事。这其中一个事情就是这个，退休后18个月
，After 18 months, they're dead.
然后就死了。这个
，That's why I didn't mention the company.
我也不提这个公司的名字。
After that, nobody wants to work for that company anymore.
如果是这样的话，那也没有人愿意在那个公司做
工。But here's the point.
这就是基本上这样一点。
That we often without are being aware of it, we often link our identity to our work.
我们很多都是把我们的本身和这个所见的工作是完全连在一起。
We link how important we are to our social status.
我们把自己和我们社会上的地位，就是这样紧的连在一起。
That I think we would then appreciate.The story that I'm about to share with you.
我现在又给大家分享一个故事，非常的好。
It is about a person by the name of Jennifer Butte.
有一个这样一个人，他叫 Jennifer Butte 这样一个人。
She's a medical doctor in the United Kingdom.
她是英国的一个医生。
She has status because she was a fellow of the Royal College of General Practitioner.
他是有地位的这样一个医生，他是皇家的全科医学院的一个院士。
She shared about how one day when she was going to work，
一天他去上班的时候
，she forgot how to get there，
他忘记怎么去上班了。
And then on another occasion， she struggled to get to find where she lived。
然后呢，有一次呢，他也发现他也回家呢，也找来找去找不到他的家。
So let's listen to what she has to say when she was diagnosed with dementia.
当我们这里要看一下，她那个时候听到她被诊断出她有这个痴呆症的时候，她怎样讲的话。
She said, "God has given me a good brain."
她说，神给了我一个很好的大脑。
And my intellect was important in terms of who I was.
我这个智商智力对我来说是非常重要的。
And my position as a senior executive helped me define me.
作为一个高级管理人员，我的职位也定义了我是谁。
In the Matthew's Gospel, there's a story about a rich ruler.
在马太福音中有这样一个故事，讲了一个富有的官长的故事。
When Jesus asked him to sell all he has and follow him,
当耶稣跟他说你要变卖所有来跟随他的时候，
he struggled with that.
他这个就是很斗争，要不要跟随耶稣，还是放弃他的财富
？Because his wealth was important to him.
因为他的财富对他来说非常重要。
It defined him.
这个财富就定义了他。
But God wanted him and not his wealth.
但是神要的是他这个人，不是他的财富。
So that's why God asked him to give it away.
所以神叫他把财富放弃。
Having dementia has made me realize that God wanted me.
当有这个痴呆症的时候，我就意识到神要的是我
and not my intellectual ability。
这个是那个 Jennifer 是那个 Jennifer 说的，不是我的智商或者是我的地位
or position
或者是我的地位。
But it's very frightening at first。
但一开始的时候我是非常害怕的。
Each morning I would read these words to myself。
每天早上我都会读这些下面一些话来对我自己读一些话。
Listen to these words.
我们看一下这些话怎么讲的呢
？I'm afraid I face the joy of the morning of each day.
好，我无所畏惧，我快乐的面对我每天的早上。
Whatever looms ahead of me along the unknown way.
不论什么在我前面出现，在这个未知的道路上出现
，My heart will sing, pray, God praises.
我的心会赞颂和歌颂我们的神。
Where does this song come from?
这个诗歌从哪来
？It comes from, I believe, from Hebrews 13, verse 15.
我想这首诗歌是从希伯来书十三章十五节而来的。
Remember, here, there it says, offering a sacrifice of praise.
以颂赞为祭献给神。
Why is it sacrifice, praise?
为什么以颂赞为祭？
Because sometimes it is easy, praise will flow from our lips and our hearts.
有时候从我们嘴上出来的这个颂赞比我们从心里出来的颂赞要容易得多。
But there will be times when praise cannot come out.
很多时候当你的这个、嘴上的颂赞不能出来的时候，为什么？
Because we feel we're the most unfortunate person in the world.
因为我们往往是自己是一个高傲的人。
Something just worse has happened to us.
很多不好的事情对我们在我们身上发生过。
We are feeling with the worst off person in the world.
我们是事实上大概是最不幸的人。
And so, how can we have praise when that happens?
当我这样有一个不幸的经历的时候，我怎么在赞美神呢
？It could be as simple as somebody hit our car.
或者是很简单的一件事情，就有人撞了我的车。
Or we lost something.
或者我丢了什么东西。
Or somebody set an appointment to meet with us and then canceled the last minute.
有人和我约了一个什么时间见面，但是最后一分钟他就取消了这个聚会。
Or many other things that we can think of.
或者其他的一些简单的事情。
That is when you have to ask yourself, can I offer the sacrifice of praise?
所以那个时候你就要问自己，我能不能以颂赞为祭。
In other words, the situation, the relationship is not something I would like.
或者是其他的一些关系或者是情况我不喜欢的。
It is not something that I would readily thank God for.
或者其他一些事情我不是那样愿意赞美神的。
But here's the important point.
这里有很重要的一点。
If God created me uniquely,
如果神这样创造了我是这样
的独立 and God knows me completely,
或者神完全明白我
and I've experienced God's care over the years,
或者我以前有经历神完全的照顾
can this one small thing that is not comfortable, that I do not like, can I praise God?
这样一件现在发生了这么一件小小的事情让我不舒服的或者我不是很满意的我还能够接着赞美神吗
At first I might not be able to praise him readily from my heart
或者就是说我一下子从心里头不能说立即的赞美神
Maybe I even have to force myself to praise God and thank God for it
或者我要强迫自己来这里赞美神或者感谢神
But here's what I want to say to you
我要怎样想呢？跟大
家说 As you are by faith, be able to make that breakthrough and praise Him and thank Him for it.
你是不是能够凭着信心这样做出一个突破，能够来这里赞美神
And after you've done that repeatedly,
如果你能够重复的做这样的
by faith,
凭着信心
then God begin to tell you later on.
神在后来就慢慢的告诉你。
Maybe a few hours later.
或者是过了几个
小时。Maybe a few days later.
或者几天。
Or even years later.
或者几年。
And you look back on that situation.
你回头看这样一个光景。
And you say to yourself, Lord, I now understand why you allowed that thing to happen.
所以后来你就会对神说，神啊，我明白了，为什么你允许这样的事情发生。
Because you know the beginning from the end.
因为你从开始的时候就知道结局。
You know completely what I need.
你完全知道我需要什么。
You always do it out of love and care for me.
你这样做的目的就是从爱的角度来做的。
That's why I can declare that I am fearfully and wonderfully made by God.
所以我在这里可以在这里说我是被那位被那位奇妙而令人敬畏的那一位所造的。
I'm made in His image.
我是照着他的形象所造的。
I am growing each day to be like Christ.
我要长成耶稣基督的样式。
Amen to that.
是不是阿们呢？
Amen to that.
阿们。
When you can say that, repeat it to yourself.
如果你这样能够重复的对自己说
，and to declare to God that I'm fearfully and wonderfully made by you，
就是我是那受造奇妙可
畏。Satan will run away from you。
撒旦就从你身上离
开。He has no place to tempt you。
他没有地方能够诱惑你。
Because God has completely filled you。
因为神完全的充满了你。
And you can close. I want to close with this thought.
真的是我在这里要在这里啊，用这样一段一节来结束。
It's because God created you,
因为
with a loving purpose, so that you can find your true worth in Him.
所以神造你是啊，这有爱的目的，所以你能够明白自己是被造的心意。
Can you say that right now?
你自己能自己对自己这样说吗？哦，这里是上面有可以在他身上找到你真正的价值。
God created me with a loving purpose.
神啊，带着爱的目的创造了我。
So that I can find my true worth in Him.
所以我们真的是明白神造我们的心意。
And no one can ever take that away from you.
是没有人能把这个从你身上拿走。
You can live confidently.
你能够啊舒适的活着。
Even
就是信心的
，most difficult，
在这个最困难的时候，你也能够快快乐乐的。
And you can be set free from your depression。
然后你能够，你就不再受这个压抑的困扰。
You can be set free from relying on medication to calm your nerves。
然后你就不会再用你的药物来控制你的情绪。
Do you want that？
这是多好。
Do you want that for your family?
你要这样吗？
Do you want that for your marriage?
你要这样子，你要这样的话，你就能够有好的婚姻，找的家庭。
Let's close in prayer.
让我们做结束的祷告。
And I would like you to respond to God on your own quietly, and then I'll close in prayer.
让我希望大家能够自己和神有一个对话，安静的和神有一个对话。
Please focus on what God spoke to you today.
在这里自己专心，能够注目神今天对你说了什么话。
And then respond to Him.
然后能够回答神。
Gracious Heavenly Father,
真的是我们有恩典的天父。
We want to humble ourselves before you.
我们在这里要谦卑我们自己。
Because we are just earthen vessel.
我们只是你地上的地上的器皿。
We are just soil on the ground.
我们只是地上的尘土。
Until you blow your breath of life into us.
直到你那一天把你的气息吹到了我们里面。
And then you created us uniquely in our mother's womb.
然后你在我们在母腹里的时候，你就这样独一的创造了我们。
Lord, you never made mistake.
主啊，你是不会有犯任何错误的。
You are a wonderful artist and creator.
真是你是那绝美的艺术家和创造者。
Help us to trust that every detail of our lives, whether the past or the present or the future.
让我们把所有啊，我们不论是我们的过去、现在和将来，都交在你的手上。
You know perfectly what they are.
你完全明白我们是怎样的人。
And in response to this, Lord.
在这里，我们要回复。
Precious are these thoughts.
真的是这些缺点都是。啊、这些都是 珍贵的
We want to remember this.
我们要记得
So whether we are young or middle age or old,
不论我们是年幼或者是中年或者是老年
We are precious in your sight.
在你的眼中我们是珍贵的
We do not have to be afraid.
我们不要害怕
We do not have to be anxious.
我们不要、焦虑
Because you love us.
因为你是那爱我们的
and you have a wonderful plan and purpose for our lives.
你有一个绝美的计划在我们的生命中
We love you.
我们爱你
We want to give our lives completely to you.
我们要把我们的生命完全交在你的手上
In Jesus' name we pray and give thanks.
我们感谢主奉耶稣基督名祷告 Amen.
Amen.